sliced open. No cracking. All you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. You can check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, Pinion's Playhouse. That's the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Grease Doodle.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bertarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment. Doug Vaughn here with a word about a St. Louis institution, Ragazzi's. Ragazzi's is the oldest restaurant on the hill and is your home of the frozen fish bowl and handmade toasted ravioli. The pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily, and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Every year, fitness, health, and wellness seems to make big strides to help people in their quest to reach new levels of fitness. Yet, we still have more obese people in the U.S. than any other country. One Nation Nutrition wants to start a revolution of change in health and wellness. No fad diets or false promises. Instead, real help for people to reach their goals. Join the One Nation Nutrition revolution today because being more fit, healthy, pain-free, energized, and revitalized is possible now. One Nation Nutrition has the most knowledgeable staff and the best products, so you can be sure you're getting what you need to reach your goals, big or small. There is no magic pill, but there is help. The One Nation Nutrition stores in Wentzville, O'Fallon, and coming now to St. Peter's will get you on a program that, with some effort, you too can see major results. Bottom line, it's time to join One Nation, and together, let's reach those goals. Come in today and see how.
Take time today and every day to thank our veterans for their service. This salute, courtesy of J.P. Bushnell of St. Louis, serving the area since 1919 and headed by an infantry veteran of Vietnam, Dennis Sullivan, a double recipient of the Bronze Star. J.P. Bushnell is one of the largest distributors of products such as hoses, belts, pump stockings, and sheet packings in the Midwest. Call 314-531-5831 or visit jpbushnell.com. Again, jpbushnell.com. That's J.P. Bushnell, on the air because they care.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
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 Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
Schnucks is proud to partner with Folds of Honor, providing scholarships for the children of fallen or disabled military heroes. Folds of Honor has awarded some 16,000 scholarships, including more than 100 in the St. Louis area. Now through July 4th, round up your purchase at Schnucks and support those families who've sacrificed so much. Join our mission. Visit your neighborhood Schnucks or go to schnucks.com/Folds of Honor.
Hi, this is Ryan Kelly. I was reading an article online the other day that the average American household has over $16,000 in credit card debt. Now is the perfect time to get rid of that. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Your underwear, bring the minions on the air.
FM.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Now.
FM.
Dirty chicken butts.
Oh, I love me some fried chicken butts. Think of it. Is there anything that's not good fried? I mean, just fried.
About anything.
Make it better, I think.
Cottage cheese.
Fried cottage cheese.
That's terrible.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You have? Yeah, cheese. Somebody made cheese balls one time as an appetizer. And instead of putting like the hard orange cheese inside, fried, they put cottage cheese in
it. Oh, look at Rad Boy.
Oh.
You got Rad Boys. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Perked up. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the May 31st edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. Changing lives. Changing the quality of life for the better for a lot of people.
Hey!
And we'll talk about them after we tell you who's in the room at the control board. After spending 19 years in Great Britain, he decided, I'm going to stay there as long as it takes to pick up that accent. And he did. 10 of those in Birmingham, England. The one, the only. You hated him at first. Now, I'm not sure.
You don't hate him as much.
You don't hate him as much.
Yeah, right.
He is Limestone Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to the audience.
Hello, everyone out there. Hope you're having a great day. Enjoy your upcoming weekend.
Nice thing to say.
Butt kisser.
In the glass interrogation sealed quarantine booth is Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I want to say hi and thank you to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel, and if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement portfolio, you can contact Mark and Jason, and they will look at your account and see if you're doing the right thing. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
He's in a really nice blue shirt, my kind of shirt, sort of a casual vacation, untucked. He's a fashion, plays a trendsetter.
Makes his eyes pop.
He's a trendsetter, and he's a newsman, and he's a private investigator. I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. Like a real private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I will say hello to my sponsor, Frank, but you got me all flustered talking about fried ham. And I'll tell you, my favorite fried food was fried ham, cheese and bologna.
I love fried ham.
And after
fried
the macaroni?
Ham. You ever fried, fried ham and rice?
That's awesome.
Chopped up ham with onions and rice?
Best. Unbelievable. Send me your best fried food recipes to tim@gatewaypa.net. And if you need a PI, email me tim@gatewaypa.net. I wrote that.
Yeah, the PI thing is secondary to send him fried recipes.
Right.
Take that first. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And normally, Rat Boy doesn't pay a lot of attention to what we're talking about, but man, he jumped up a while ago when what was it Tim was talking about?
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right, cheese. But got his attention. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. If I was gonna say, if you're a man and you're in your
almost a mistake free show,
like a no hitter, like it's like pitching a no hitter,
two outs and a ninth.
That
was an error.
Give up that flair.
Almost.
Hey, no, I've got the perfect one for this. I tried not failing, but
see, he found a new sound, and he was waiting for a reason to use it. So, MD Health and Wellness is in the business of improving quality of life. Here's what I mean by that. If you're fat, nobody really wants to be fat. These fat people that go, oh, I like being fat, I'm happy. No, they're lying. It's not true. Nobody wants to really be fat. Some people struggle with it, but if they had a choice, they'd rather not be fat. So it's about quality of life. Quality of life is obviously going to be better if you're not heavy. And they've helped lots of people lose weight the smart way, the doctor-supervised way at MD Health and Wellness. How about testosterone?
How about hormone replacement? How about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which means the hormones they're replacing are identical to the ones your body has decided, I'm not going to make them for you like I used to. No problem. They'll put pellets in, just under the surface of the skin, in the buttocks area, one buttock, left or right. I guess you get to choose. It doesn't hurt. I've had it done. It's no big deal. But it is a big deal in terms of results, in terms of the difference it can make when you bump the testosterone level back to where it ought to be, where it used to be when you were 25 or 30. They do it. And they've done it. They love to talk to you about it, but you have to set up the appointment. And then, of course, there's the weight loss, the Dr. Emma's HCG diet, and then the ultimate light therapy. For people, let's say, who've already lost the big weight, the 40, 50 pounds, in my case, 35, still some areas you want to kind of tighten up and get a little fat pockets out of. That's ultimate light. It doesn't hurt. It's a laser. Not a laser like cuts through steel, a laser like a warm, think of like ultrasound. If you ladies have ever been pregnant and you had ultrasound, or gentlemen, if you ever went with your wife to the doctor when she was pregnant, and they put that thing on her stomach and rub it around and you can see the image, that's kind of what it's like. It's a warm light. It takes about 20 minutes, and then there's another 15 or 20 minutes after that where you stand on this metal plate and it shakes that melted fat into your system and your body just eliminates it. The whole thing's less than an hour, and it's actually pleasant. Ultimate Light Therapy, we're coming to the end of the offer, the free offer, for AM and the PM people. If you call, make an appointment, say you're AM and the PM, I want one Ultimate Light session, and I don't want to pay for it because I'm AM and the PM. Okay, but it is not going to last much longer. Thank you to all the people who've responded and took the opportunity to see what a session of this feels like. And I might add, all of you walked out of there an inch or two smaller than you were when you walked in, because it is immediate. Now, most people are not going to, one session's not going to do it. The point is to show you what it's all about, how it works. But in that one session, it is not uncommon to lose an inch or two, let's say in the waist. It's the Ultimate Light Therapy. There's a lot to like about MD Health and Wellness, and a lot to find out about. First stop, website, mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
I've been to urgent care. I've been to emergency room. Got a sore throat.
Ear, nose, and throat.
Doctor.
Laryngitis.
Laryngitis. Is there an ear, nose, and throat doctor that charges by the inch?
Oh. See, I wouldn't have said that. A man's not feeling well. I would never have said that. I wouldn't have said that.
The Bill doctor Clevin. Looking in his nostril. Oh, yeah, that's pretty big in there.
Echo. Now, if we want to take it even further, as the doctor crawls out of his nostril,
he's probably I can't find my keys. I drive out.
I just hope probably, Bill knows that I'm being nice. I'm
probably
not
hung up by now. He's
media.
Not even on the line Sorry. Anymore. I wouldn't blame him. Bill Clevland is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. They sell more than anybody else. Nobody even a second place is a distant second. Nobody comes close. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here, what a trooper. Fighting through the pain and the sore throat and the semi-laryngitis. Here he is, Bill Clevland, everybody. Well, how is it today?
What?
How? Is it better? Is it better today? You sound a little better.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was just telling Dan, when you sleep, that's when it's worse. I was up all night.
It's worse.
Coughing, and you just like you're physically exhausted from all of the coughing. But at night is when it really kind of happens.
Now wait, what do you mean at night? If you sleep well, you're not sleeping well. Then it's keeping
no,
you
no,
up.
No, no, no. When I try to sleep, I lay down and you just did. It's
you
just
start coughing like crazy.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. I know there are people who go, well, you shouldn't encourage people to take drugs. Take something and knock your. Hey, take some ZQL. You ever had ZQL? ZQL is NyQuil without the cold stuff.
That's
it's just the
stuff.
Sleeping stuff. Take a double shot of that stuff.
Oh, I'd take the NyQuil. Quill where you have the cold stuff in there.
You have a cold?
I think I got a mixture of all kinds of crap, like a head cold and the laryngitis. I got a little combo package here, yeah.
Man, Bill. It's a good thing you weren't scheduled to speak
sir.
Somewhere.
Have you tried this remedy? It's pretty good, actually. It's common, well known. You get some tea, right, and you put in a little bit of lemon juice and some honey.
Why what you're doing is not going to work.
But in British you're, people
no,
know about
no, 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 no. You're doing the bit we started yesterday.
Yeah, edit that out.
And it doesn't work because a lot of people didn't hear that. You so they don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, he did that yesterday. He needs to edit that out.
Radio.
Go ahead. Edit that out. Right.
Radio edit.
We just got some new equipment.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. We had some fancy equipment now, and it even came with a guy who says, radio edit before you do it. So that has been edited
out.
To answer
your question, I actually did try the tea with the honey, and it worked great for about 4 minutes. And
that's the problem with it. It's very temporary. Yeah.
Now, Frank, if somebody called Dr. Doug's segment and said that their dog had the same problems that Bill has, what would you tell them?
Put him to sleep.
We're not putting Bill to sleep. Oh. People would not like that. Oh. So, are you taking us somewhere? Or are we just going to talk about?
I don't think I can get through it without coughing. But
yeah,
we
don't care.
A year ago, I was in a thing called the USS Razorback. It is a World War II submarine. Has anyone been on board a submarine before?
Yes, no. I have.
No.
If you haven't, it's worthwhile. It is really interesting, and you have a newfound respect for these people that can be in these tight quarters, and then, of course, knowing you're so far submerged into the water. But there's one in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's actually on the North Little Rock, Arkansas, right on the river there. And this was a World War II submarine commissioned in 1944. It was actually one of, I think, just 12 submarines that was in Tokyo Bay when the Japanese surrendered in World War II. I've seen a lot of missions. I think 6,000 times that it's gone in the water on combat missions and stuff. But I'm telling you, it's really, really interesting just to walk through and see how tight the quarters are. I mean, I, being a, vertically challenged human being, didn't have much trouble sleeping on the bunk beds and stuff. But, you know, if you're taller than 5'7", God help you. I don't know how they
I was on, the quarters were so tight, they were actually dimes. They weren't even. That's how tight. Thank you. I want to say something real quick. Bill is absolutely right. Everybody should go because you will have a new respect for people who serve on the submarines, and they're out there on them for like 4 to 6 months at a time. Right. And it's like you're in the tiniest pantry or closet in the world. Mm-hmm. You can't believe they can coexist without killing each other. It's so small.
Now, if you're claustrophobic, will you be able to walk through this thing?
No, you might not. Yeah, no, you might not. It's that small. It's walking through a big MRI. I'm not kidding. I don't know how these guys did it.
It's pretty unbelievable. And I'll just add, there is one pretty cool thing. Man, maybe kids would just like this, but maybe there'd be adults that like it too. At this particular submarine in Little Rock, you can actually rent it for a party. So if you want to have a party in the submarine, now it's not going in the water, but you're there and you have full reign of the submarine, and you sleep there and the whole nine yards, and so. Kind of fun if you want to check that
out. Sub sandwiches. Just sub sandwiches. That's all I'm saying.
Is it?
Ha, 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 ha.
Shut up, Randy.
Now I can add headache to my list.
Yeah.
Doing this segment.
No, okay.
All right. So if you want some more, of course, you can go to billontheroad.com.
You sound better today. Yeah. No, you do. You sound a lot better today.
I think he's talking lower. And if you talk lower and kind of softer, his voice doesn't break up as much.
Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, is laryngitis an infection of any sort?
No.
Like strep throat or anything?
Testicles. No, I don't think so. I don't think it is. I think it's just a strained vocal cords or something. A strained voice. I don't think it's an infection. What do I know? All right,
but I didn't come in. Now I'm rethinking. Maybe I should have come in and infected all of you. I don't know what I'm talking about. I got to go. Bye.
Is that the first time you said that to four guys, Bill?
Yeah, you got to sign off properly. You got to say bye.
Maybe I should come in and infect it all of you.
I'm with him. I don't blame him. Go ahead. Sign off.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to say now.
I'm Bill.
I'm Bill Glavine on the road and on 590 the same.
There you go. Not breaking up. Thank you, Bill. From his home with laryngitis and a sore throat and sort of a cold. suffering through it. What a trooper, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. All right, Rafael Nadal, he's a tennis player. He's a tremendous tennis player. I said left hand, it's his right hand, because I'm thinking he plays left-handed. But if you look at his right wrist, you'll see that he wears a watch when he plays. Major tournaments, playing hard. Every watch you see him wear costs at least $500,000. His watches are from $500 to $1 million. They're made by a guy named Richard Mille, M-I-L-L-E. They are, needless to say, he doesn't make a lot of them. But Nadal, and I don't know, and I don't know if it's ever been published, whether he gives them to Nadal or Nadal buys them. I don't know. I can't imagine that he gives them to him for what? To say, hey, if people see this, they'll run out and buy it? No. The watch he played with last tournament was $770,000.
Does it come with, like, gold encrusted and with diamonds and everything?
No, it's not about that at all. It's about the way it's made.
He's left-handed. Does he wear it on his left hand or his right hand?
Right hand. He wears it on his right hand. Right. He's not left-handed. He plays left-handed. He was trained to play tennis left-handed, but he's actually right-handed.
Yeah.
He only plays tennis left-handed.
Did you have to call him ambidextrous? You can't call him right-handed.
Okay, he's ambidextrous, but he wears it on the right hand. Mm-hmm. I don't care what hand you're playing with. To wear a watch that costs that kind of money while you're playing tennis,
you've got to have a lot of money in your pocket. But I don't understand why it's so expensive.
Well, you go read the jewelry. You read the article, you will, because the way it's made, it can stand something like 20 G-forces or
baseball
something.
Baseball players are doing it as well. They're wearing necklaces worth $100,000, $200,000 on the baseball field.
They're made to not come apart. And this watch is made to take tremendous impact. It's pretty interesting. It's ridiculous, but not if you have, you know, $300 million or whatever. Okay, it's your money, and that's not that big a deal. But it's worth looking at, and you can pull it up. If you Google Rafael Nadal's wristwatches, you'll see shots of him, close-ups, where they telephoto lenses, where they'll get him serving, and they'll zoom in on that watch. And you can find just the watches and get a good close look at them. They're pretty cool-looking watches. But, man, oh, man, I quite frankly, I don't know how any watch could be worth $750,000, but some of his are. I've got new posts on our Facebook page. I put them up there this morning from Memorial Day weekend, and they're all with my grandson, Carson. What happens when you have kids or grandkids is they're the whole focus of everything. So you'll get this. I think you'll enjoy them. They're, one of them, he gives a casting lesson, how to cast a line out in the water. And the other, he talks about, catching turtles and catching fish. And then he shows you a couple of the fish that he caught this past weekend. So
he has a turtle, right?
No, he has a gecko. There's gecko. Also a video on that I put this morning featuring his gecko, Raymond Pena. His gecko's name is Raymond.
Raymond. Raymond, a great name for a gecko.
Well, Raymond is a kind of an interesting creature. He looks at you and he kind of...
rolls his eyes.
Honest to goodness, he'll kind of come to you and
he licks his eyes.
Oh,
they're weird, but they're interesting. USA Today. I'll give you the short version of this. I stopped getting the paper for some weird reason. I get it delivered. I like the paper. I don't get the Post anymore because I can't stand their politics and the way they shove it down your throat. But USA Today, I like the way it's laid out. I like the feel and the touch of a newspaper, but it stopped coming. So I called and I said, I didn't get the paper. This was, it was 2 weeks ago Monday, so it's coming up on 3 full weeks. And I said, the paper didn't come. So they said, okay, we'll fix it. Sorry. Next day, no paper. Next day, no paper. Next day, no paper. It's been 2.5 weeks. No paper. I called 5 days in a row. The only reason I mention this is, here are the businesses who cannot afford to lose customers. Any newspaper, any TV station, and any radio station. We are all being hurt by the internet. And hundreds of newspapers are no longer publishing printed versions of their paper. They're online only. That's why, for the life of me, I can't understand how anybody can just kind of blow this off. Oh, okay, well, we'll look into it. 5 calls in a row. So I called today to cancel it. And the woman said, oh, no. We will give this to our escalation department. That means it'll go right to the. I said, let me tell you something. Yvonne was her name. This is exactly the same thing I was told the last three calls. It would go to the escalation department. I only mention it because it makes me feel better to just say out loud, customer service with many businesses absolutely stinks. And the newspaper business, TV business, radio business, again, we cannot afford to lose listeners. They can't afford to lose readers.
So you know who delivers it?
It's a post dispatch.
Yeah, because I used to get both, and I canceled the USA Today as well.
It's a post dispatch person,
right?
And unless they just stop going down my street, just let me know that.
Right.
They just tell me that.
That's what I'm saying.
I get no answer.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the delivery guy's fault and not.
Get the answers. Anybody else see this active shooter game that some numbskull put out there online to play?
No.
You
play
the part of an active school shooter. It's a video game.
No,
I haven't seen that.
They did. Oh. They just canceled
yeah.
it. Thank goodness they
wow.
just did. What
That's
a sick and disgusting game. Video game marketplace Steam said they have removed the game where you could be like a Columbine shooter.
How can anybody think that that was a good idea to put on the market
in this day and age? I don't know the answer to that. But there was enough reaction, negative reaction, that they removed it. It's pulled. As it should have been. And again, how it ever was even out there is beyond me. Wow. A lot of things I don't understand. Now, in Pasadena, California, there's a burger place, and they have a robot flipping burgers. They call him Flippy, the hamburger flipping robot. He moves like a ninja, is the way they describe it, and it's perfect flipping. He never messes up a hamburger. Here's my cost $100,000, and the owner of this store says, well, he can replace a lot of short order cooks who often quit after they work just a few weeks because it's so hot in the kitchen. And with an automated burger flipper, there's no break time, there's no insurance, there's no benefits, there's no calling in sick. I get all that, but it bothers me a little bit that if we start replacing that one entry level type job that so many people have to have, working at McDonald's, working flipping burgers. When that's gone, holy cow, then what are these people
doing? I was a Wendy's man in high school. I was a burger flipper, and it's just so stupid, the concept, because you do a lot more than flip burgers
yeah.
when you work at a burger joint. Mm-hmm. You got to take out the trash. You got to fill the salad bar.
This is a one-location novelty thing. This will not become the norm. We're not going to have robots flipping burgers.
Dumb.
It is dumb, and I don't
have
his
last name Wilson, Flippy Wilson.
You know how many people didn't get that?
I know.
Anybody under 60
yeah.
had no idea what you're talking about.
I have a Flip Wilson story for you one day.
So you're under 60 and you do know who Flip Wilson is.
Oh, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life involved Flip Wilson.
I have no idea.
The devil made me do it.
You have to tell the story now.
I can tell it quickly if you have time.
I have 2 minutes. Go.
All right. So I'm a sports director of a radio station in Kentucky 15 years ago, and you'd think I would recognize sports personalities, and I'm walking over this walkway that's connected to a hotel to the station I worked at, and then Rupp Arena was right there, and a bunch of people are down there, and it's a basketball game day, and I see this African-American male, and I was convinced it was Flip Wilson, and I walked up to him, and I like stood there as he's having a conversation. He's kind of like eyeballing me, like, why is this big guy staring at me being the big guy? And finally his conversation ends, and I just said, hey, I said, I just want to introduce myself. My name's Tim Woodward. I'm the sports director here next door. I'm a big fan of yours. I always wanted to meet Flip Wilson. He looks at me. He goes, hey, man, my name's Tony Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett!
I mistook.
Well, he was still famous.
Well, yeah, but Tony Dorsett's a running back for the Dallas Cowboys, and Flip Wilson's I'm supposed to be the sports guy.
But did they look alike? At all?
Probably. Yeah, I think
it might not be the only time he's ever gotten that.
I think Tony Dorsett looked a little like Flip.
I was
Wilson,
in a place
though.
The other day. I'm not kidding. This kid looked just like Chris Rock. Exactly like Chris Rock. And I walked up to him and I said, I am not the first person. He said, Chris Rock. I said, yes. He said, I get it all the time.
I was embarrassed.
Wow.
Not as embarrassed.
Tony Dorsett.
Not as embarrassed as, and I told this recently, when I walked up to this guy and said, I know you, I've seen you somewhere, don't tell me. I said, got it. You were a custodian at where I went to school. You were one of the janitors and one of the nicest guys. And he goes, no, I'm not a custodian. I said, oh, man, that's just driving me nuts. Okay, who are you? And he said, my name is Rudolph Wanderone, Minnesota Fats. I called him a janitor.
Oh my God.
And it was Minnesota Fats. I'm just glad I didn't challenge him thinking, I'll challenge my janitor to a game of pool. I'll clean him out. I don't think there's anything else that way to go. President Trump signed the right to try legislation. If you don't know what, there's another thing he'll never get credit for. It gives terminally ill patients the ability to use experimental drugs that have not won the approval of the FDA. So it lets them, once they've exhausted every other option and they're in pain and they're terminal, why in the world not let them try experimental drugs? So way to go. I think that's a great piece of legislation. That's my take. I can't imagine why anybody would say it isn't. What argument could you possibly have against the terminally ill people trying something when they're desperate?
And the drugs have already gone through like the first phase of the FDA approval, and it still hasn't gotten full approval, so it's still a little
bit. The only thing I could think of that would be the downside of this is maybe somebody taking the drugs for someone who's terminally ill, stealing them and selling them to somebody else. That's the only thing I could think of. But you'd have to be a pretty terrible person.
You've
got to
be administered by the doctor. I don't think you can steal them or sell them or whatever. Real quickly, I barely have time for this. One of my sons had a great idea. We were watching a thing on one of the Discovery Channels or something, and it was Africa, and we did wild animals and lions and junk. My son said, hey, wouldn't this be a great idea? Take the worst of the worst, child rapists and murderers, and give them a choice, going to prison for life or lethal injection or whatever, or turn them loose out in Africa and see how long they'll survive with lions eating them and stuff. I think it's a great idea.
That's a pretty
good idea. Other idea was have a legitimate hunt. Give them like an hour. And I'm talking the worst. I'm talking child rapists. I'm talking about any rapist. I'm talking about murderers. I'm talking about the Jeff Dahmers who eat their boyfriends and stuff. Turn them loose, and then the hunters, big game hunters, go out and blow them away. I think it's a great idea.
There's been movies that are very similar to that plot line.
Wasn't there one with Ice-T?
There was a movie a long time ago called The Hunting Party. And Candace Bergen was in it. And I think that's what it was about.
There was one where the guys all had like body cameras on, and you could like log in and watch these guys as they all went around. And you had to buy subscriptions to be able to log in and watch these guys hunt each other.
Folks, we're only talking about the worst of the worst. The people where there's no doubt that they're scumbags and horrible people.
I got
no problem with that.
Put Michael Devlin on that island.
Or like Dan said, put his ex-wife on. Give somebody a 30-06 and go get her. ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
At the request of two of the three people in the room, now the constipated construction worker joke. A construction worker who works construction sites in remote locations where, you know, the type sites where they've got the porta potties and they run long cords in for electricity. And, it's dirty and it's dusty and working conditions are tough, but that's construction. And so this guy goes to the doctor, and he explains it. I says, I'm so constipated. I haven't been in a week, and I can't seem to get anything moving here. And so the doctor, looks at his paperwork and goes, I see you're a construction worker. He goes, yeah. He said, have been for quite a while. He says, recently we've really been on some, remote sites, doing a lot of construction. Work's been good. Doctor said, all right. He says, well, let's take a look. You drop your pants, bend over the table. So he does, and the doctor takes a probe and puts it up the construction worker's butt. And he doesn't get far in there at all, and he hears like hitting a brick wall, like a wall. And he's thinking, ooh, there's some bad blockage here. Look, he says, we're going to have to break this up, whatever it is. We'll numb you up and drug you up. And once we break this up, we'll figure out what it is, what the problem was. So they go in there with like a little tiny jackhammer. They bust this stuff up and relief. They take the material to the lab, and the results come back pretty quickly. And the doctor calls him in his office. He says, well, I think I know the problem. He says, and there's an easy solution. He says, what is it, doc? Is it some special laxative or medication? He goes, no, it's simple. You're just going to, when you're on the job, you're going to have to stop wiping with cement bags.
All right, it's time for a little traffic with Frank Ladd.
This traffic update brought to you by Little Caesars, home of the large $5 hot and ready pepperoni pizza, eastbound on Highway 270 this afternoon, dealing with a crash just after New Florissant between there and Washington Elizabeth. That is, you stop and go from McDonald eastbound all the way around the bend. Westbound on Highway 70, you're on the brakes between 170 and 270 due to an accident blocking the left lane near 270 on the overpass there. Eastbound, the drivers are slowing to take a look as well, and you're heavy up to the airport eastbound. Northbound on 170, stop and go between Del Mar and an earlier crash near Natural Bridge that did have several lanes blocked. You're down to just the right shoulder and that right lane. Southbound on 170, you've got reports of an accident south of Olive. You're a stop and go between Olive and Highway 64. Stop and go eastbound on Highway 64 between 270 and Big Bend. Reports of an accident near Hanley. Westbound on 64 remains heavy from Compton out through the McCausland area. Eastbound 64, just busy passing the ballpark headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. Little Caesars, home of the large, hot and ready pizzas, like the classic pepperoni for only $5 and the deep, deep dish pepperoni for $8. And don't forget the crazy bread, all this and more at Little Caesars plus tax at participating locations. Reporting for 590 The Fan, now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Ryan Kelly. I was reading an article online the other day that the average American household has over $16,000 in credit card debt. Now's the perfect time to get rid of that. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got two places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the two locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer. And I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
Headed down to Dallas, Texas. I'm not headed down there, but we're headed down there through the magic of radio. Check in with Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie. I'll be at Annie Guns tonight. I'll be sure to have something for Mr. Evans. If you're in there, please just say hello. I don't mind that at all. Let me know you're there. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, of course, which is right next door. They're both closed only on Monday. And I've had reservations there for a week. You need reservations if you're going to eat at Annie Guns. You also need to remember that gift cards are always a good idea. any day, any time of year. Gift cards. They sell thousands of them every year. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse from Dallas, Texas. Here's Mike Evans.
Well, homie, almost a weekend, homie.
I didn't hear any slurping. It's a rare...
I just finished, like, my third glass.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You want to get a battle today?
Don't even start it.
Oh, boy.
Don't get me started today.
Start that Carl stuff. I win every time.
I'll beat every Carl you ever be.
I win.
This week's pop quiz all week have been godparents today when Drew Barrymore had baby Frankie. Who did she pick as a baby's godparent? Michael Douglas, Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. Please. Maybe. In her younger days.
Yeah.
Katie Hudson. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
Diaz.
Movie review. Here we go. First movie today is Upgrade. Stars Logan Marshall Green, who is beyond fabulous as a victim of a horrible mugging that leaves his wife dead and him paralyzed. However,
and there's always a however in life.
A billionaire's new stem cell invention turns him into a superhero and a superhuman, and he really has the red ass to go out there and get even, and boy, does he ever. Nonstop killer action. Literally, killer action.
What's the name
rated
of it?
R.
What's the name of it? What's the name
Upgrade.
Of it?
Upgrade.
Upgrade. Okay.
Rated R, 95 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Hmm.
Interested?
Yeah, I think I am.
Next, Adrift. A true story about a newly dating couple who take a job sailing a yacht from Tahiti to San Diego. They are well experienced as yachtsmen. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Although it starts off beautifully, they run into the biggest hurricane to ever hit the Pacific Ocean. Remember, this is true. There are some breathtaking effects, some heartwarming story, and gut-wrenching romance. Really good. Stars Shailene Woodley and Sam Schaeflin.
I'm going to guess you're going to give this 4 stars. This sounds really good.
PG-13, 100 minutes, 3.5 stars.
I was
a little
close.
Slow a couple places. It's really good, though.
Right.
The love nugget. I'm going to take it. Love nugget. Kenny Goss was George Michael's partner for 15 years and close friend until George's passing. He says that George promised him a substantial amount of his estate when he died.
Mm.
Well, now, Fadi Fawaz, who was George Michael's partner the past 5 years until George's death, Fadi says Kenny deserves nada. So they're going to court. It could take up to a year to sort this thing out. I'll keep you posted.
Right.
Speaking of kids, Caitlyn Jenner.
My bad. By accident. That was by accident.
No,
that tells
just,
a lot, Frank.
The second he said that.
You just revealed your true sexual orientation.
Wow.
Never going to let that one down.
Transgender lover.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Damn it. All right. Truck that one up.
There's LGBT, LGBTQ, and then there's you, TL, transgender lover.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Caitlyn Jenner's retained an adoption attorney and is looking into adopting a baby with her 21-year-old transgender, here you go, girlfriend.
Now, this is the all-American family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Couple of transgender.
68. Caitlin's 68, so she would be 93 when the child graduated college.
Perfect.
That's using all the runway right there.
Now wait, the transgender person that Caitlin is with, is that
21.
A woman?
Is it the same as Caitlin, though, formerly man, now female?
Or is it a...
It is.
No, formerly a man.
Okay.
Oh.
So is that still just a gay relationship?
Is that a transgender relationship or now becomes a lesbian relationship?
Well, I'm getting a headache trying to figure it out. Don't even try to figure any of that out.
Well, it's the same situation as my Brister and has been married for 13, happily married for 13 years.
Okay, but it isn't really because one of the two of them, either your brother, who's now your, or was your brother, now your sister, or the other one, had their junk changed.
Yeah.
These two, Jenner or Caitlin or whatever, and the other one, they both have their their male genitalia, right?
I love how scientific
he gets. I think you need a program. I think you need a program, but I don't think the 21-year-old has the unit. I think the unit's gone.
Okay, so that's exactly the same situation as your brother.
What's the difference? Brister.
I don't even know that situation, who's had what.
What's the difference between unit and junk? I'm confused.
I draw the parallel in that they were both born males and are now both females.
Okay. Have vaginas.
Are living as females.
Okay.
I don't know the of surgery facts.
Yeah, you probably don't want to know.
I just don't know. Is it true? Chelsea Clinton will run for U.S. Congress in 2020.
Probably. I sure hope so.
No.
Is it true? Justin Timberlake is also considering a political run.
No.
Why?
Morgan Freeman is worth $350 million. He says he will spend every penny to prove that he's never molested or sexually harassed any woman.
Okay, I respect that. I'm waiting for somebody to step up and go, this is hogwash, and I'm tired of it. And I'm not going to let just some allegation ruin my life.
I think you're right there, homie.
Well, I hope he wins. Hope
you want to hear about a girl fight?
Sure.
Ariana Grande. Her single, No Tears Left to Cry, came in number 9 on the Billboard charts. Selena Gomez. Her single, Back to You, came in number 11, two spots down, wrenching up that really huge feud. The two can't stand each other. Ariana Grande and Selena Gomez, they have a fight. Selena Gomez, I think, kicks her butt.
Ooh, can't fight.
Kylie Jenner, 20, says a motherhood is just too hard. She has one child, a daughter named Stormy. She's hired 4 nannies full time.
Oh, motherhood is too hard.
Let me just point out, my daughter Ashley has three daughters, 5, 3, and 1 year old, and works part time, has no nannies. I don't know how she does it. Just one. Health report: Phil Spector, who is in prison for murder, and Robert Blake, who should be in prison for murder, are both in very, very poor health.
Yeah, Phil Spector, who went to prison, had to change his name to Phil My Sphincter.
Uh-huh.
He should change his joke.
Yeah. You beat on yourself right then. I think now as I talk about cock.
And finally.
Godparents. Drew Barrymore had a little baby Frankie. Who did she pick as a godparent? Michael Douglas, Patricia Arquette, Katie Hudson, Cameron Diaz.
Before we answer, I know that Kirk Douglas wanted to be chosen, and he wasn't, and he was not
happy.
How
do you know that?
Well,
you
I talked to him this
morning.
I talked to him this morning, and I said, Mr. Douglas, that's what I call him, he's 100 years old. I said, so you were passed over for a godfather. How does that make you feel? Here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow. That's beautiful is what that is.
I'm going to go with Cameron Diaz because they did that Charlie's Angel movies together.
Oh, yeah, they did. I want to go Kate Hudson.
I'm going to go with Greed is Good, Michael Douglas.
Ooh, that was a good impression. I'll also do Cameron Diaz. I would actually do Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Yeah. Oh. Bye, Elsa.
Or as he called her earlier, Cameron Daz.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you called him out on it, he acted like he said Diaz.
Yeah, Diaz.
Give it some Latin feel.
That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. If you're interested in security, and you ought to be, first stop should be this website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. They are the leaders in security solutions and have been since 1960. It's a family business. Some of the things they do, and this is just a few, keypad entry, exit alarms, access control systems, proximity cards, master key systems, DVRs and cameras, the best cameras available on the market. professionally installed, not installed by you after you've gone to Costco and bought yourself a box of cameras. Good luck with that. Reiki locks, yes, they do that. Deadbolt, security safes, keyless touchpad locks, and on and on and on. And these new devices, these anti-kick devices that prevent anybody from kicking a door in. Pretty impressive. As is this family business called Gateway Lock and Security. Find out more at gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.